Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
May the peace of God be with you all. Crossing Jordan to possess your promised land.
Okay.
Let's take the reading from Joshua chapter 3. We want to read from verses 14 to 17.
Joshua took Fatelua, Fakitika Manukam Yendinia, Efatambifudua, Katam Yendinia, Fafitu,
and you can begin even from the verse 1 up to the 17.
Shanwe, Afaka Fakitika, Manukam, Joshua took Fatelania, Manukam Yendin Fuluani, Katam Yendinia, Fafitum Bifud. Ufakiqua and Yanan Tishus. The informer and the Kutsuwa and Ulda dia Nyala Tani Tan Shitim, Kanakan Sultan, dia Tushwa Shin Sanakisha, and Ketchatevishi, Aluha of Vaunit. Arefa Afakatelun, dia Nandea Namakan Tubin Fe, Ka Nandid Nulaway, Rehefa Kitanareo Nifsiaran Fanekin Tiov, and Yamantareo and the Vita Psulna, Mitunzas. Yamela am Saituranareu, Manarahas, Kanefa Asu Elanelana, Tukunhuru Arifati, Amdareu, Sis for Asa Manakayas, Mba, Fantatareu, Lalo Zai, made Kadehanareu, Fatsi Mbula Nadehanareu Akuri, Iso Lala Nisau, Aruitu Satam Yuni, Manamasina Tenareu, Farapis Dia, Hanofa Gagana, Eum Narutiof, Ari, Ten Tam Sun to Swakan and away, and to Nifiar and Faneke, Ka Mita Eu Am Ul. Dia mitunja nifiana faneke faneke nis ka mandihana ewan don ulund aruite o vatam ni zushwa aniu nu hanan jata anau yu mas misrael rehet ha fatara fatara fataka nu bako nu sheshi nu bako nu ku arma dien psul na isa intunja nifiana faneke na katovue refa mihata amnul sultan na yanareu diem zanuna eu sultan ne yan azushwa nanao tamin'ny zanak'israelioe makanisa antsika miaino ny teniny jehovah andriamanitrareo dia hoe josoa izao hafatra afantaranareo fa eo aminareo andriamanitra veny ka horoahiny eo alohanareo tokoa ny kananita sy ny hetita sy ny hevita sy ny perizita sy ny gilgasita sy ny amorita ary ny zeposita indro ny fiara fanekenny tompony tany rehetra no mandroso eo alohanareo ho anjolotany ho ankehitriny mangala lehilahy roa ambiny folo amin'ny firenena israely ho anareo dia iray avy amin'ny isam-pirenena ary raha vao mijanona eo amro amoron'ny jolotanna ny faladieny mpisolony izay mitondra ny fiara ny fanekeny jehovah tompony tany rehetra dia ho tapaka ny rano ny jolotana dia ny rano izay midina avy any ambony ka mijanona hijanona toy ny atotanjavatra araha niala teo tamin'ny lay ny hita any jordanna ny olona ary mpisorona nitondra ny fiara ny fanekena eo alohan'ny olona ka tonga teo jordanna izay nitondra ny fiara ary teo jordanna izay nitondra ny fiara ary naroboky ny mpisorona izay nitondra ny fiara tamin'ny sisiny trano ny tongony fa tondraka mihoatra noho ny molony rehetra jordanna nandritra ny fararana dia nijanona ny rano izay nidina ary tany ambony ka tonga toy ny antotanjavatra tery lavitra ery dia tery amin'ny tanany adama izay eo anilany zaretana eny tapaka tokoa ny rano izay nidina ho any amin'ny ranomasiny tany hay dia ny ranomasiny tsira amin'ny olona dia nita tamin'ny jeriko ary ny mpisolona izay nitondra ny fiaran'ny fanekeny jehovah dia nijoro tsara tamin'ny tany maina teo afovoany jordana ary ny israely rehetra nandeha tamin'ny tany maina mandrapafatiny izy rehetra mandrapahafitany izy rehetra any jordana amen
amena
amen.
I want to take the English reading, but I will read from the verse 14. So it was when the people set out from their camp to cross over the Jordan with a priest bearing the ark of the covenant before the people. And as those who bore the ark came to the Jordan, and the feet of the priest who bore the ark dipped in the edge of the water. For the Jordan overflows all his banks during the whole time of harvest, that the waters which came down from upstream stood still and rose in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan. So the waters that went down into the sea of the Araba, the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people crossed over opposite Jericho. Then the priest who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel crossed over on dry ground until all the people had crossed completely over the Jordan. Amen.
Amen.
Where we have read summarizes our theme for this revival program.
Dia ni tenamanga zay nifakitsika teo zany a dia mamey na mamitipitina andray go hevitra tsika.
It talks about the way Israel crossed the Jordan River.
Zany hoe mitantara andray nepitany zanak'Israely any renirano ny Jordana.
But what does it mean to cross over Jordan?
Ary inona moa ny dikany zany hoe mipita any Jordana zany?
What is the significance of Jordan in the journey of the Israelites from Egypt to the Promised Land?
Inona moa ny mahazava-dehibe ny zavatra miavaka amin'ny Jordana sy ny fifandraisany amin'ny fandehanany zanak'Israely hiditra ao amin'ny tany Kanana?
The significance of it also relates to the journey that God is taking us through this week.
Dia ny mahazava-dehibe azy a dia miresaka manokana ny dia izay ataontsika amin'ity herinandro ity.
Our life in this world is a journey through the wilderness.
Ny tena marina mantsy ny fiainantsika eto amin'ity tany ity a dia ihany koa zany zany hoe mandeha.
And every year we begin a new journey.
Ary ny fanomboana taona vaovao dia manomboka ihany koa dia vaovao zany.
And as you travel through the year, you see a lot of things that signify that you are indeed in a journey.
Dia rehefa mandeha amin'izay anao mandritra ny taona dia mahita zavatra be dia be a izay goavana mitranga ao anatin'izay dia izay.
It is in the same way that God led the Israelites through Egypt to the Promised Land.
Mitovy a tamin'ny fombany tontan'Andriamanitra any zanak'Israely niala tany Egypta ary nakany amin'ny tany nampanantenainy.
And one of the challenges in this world is to pass through situations, difficulties that seem to not be ending.
Dia anefa ny zavatra tena rasy indrindra na zavatra tena halany olona indrindra zany eto amin'ity tany itya dia ny mandalo fahasarotana, mandalo olana zay tsy misy fefarana.
Such that if you move away from this one, then you get into the other.
Zany hoe raha ohatra ka iny ianao a miala amin'olana anakiray dia tafiditra amin'olana ray indray, miala amin'olana ray dia olana koa ny misainanao ao.
You will just celebrate for a short time and then you get yourself involved in another situation.
Zany hoe ianao a makafy kely na hoe mifaly kely fotsiny a iny indray dia fa tafiditra ao anatina olana hafa indray.
When Israel was traveling from Egypt to the Promised Land, this was one of the things that confronted them. Anytime they passed through one situation, then they got into another. They will celebrate and get into
another.
They crossed the Red Sea. And it could have been the last challenge that some of them thought that would confront them.
Ary ny sasany tamin'izy ireo dia nieritreritra fa izay angambany a ny tena zavatra tena goavana be izay olona lovany zareo a dia tsy hisy tsony.
When they were hungry and then they cried unto the Lord and the Lord gave manna, one might think that was the challenge that they would pass through.
Ary rehefa nona zareo tsy nisy sakafo tamin'izany fotoana izany dia rehefa nitomany tamina tamin'Andriamanitra dia nomen'Andriamanitra mana dia be dia be nieritreritra hoe zay ngambany ny farany a ao anatin'izay olana ao lalovana.
But in spite of the way God led them and whatever challenges that he led them through, Jordan was still ahead. And Jordan happened to be their last barrier to cross before they would set foot on the
promised land.
The same thing applies to our lives throughout January to this month, as we are just preparing to conquer the last month of the year, which is December. We might have passed through a lot of challenges. If you cast your eyes back from January to, let us be using the month December. From January to December, you will see many challenges. Some might be compared to your Red Sea. Some might be the bitter water that the people drank in Meribah, where Moses had to put a hazel inside and it will change. Some of your stories within the year might be the type of where the people were hungry before manna came. Some of your stories within the year might be attacks of enemies. The Amalekites. Your Amalekites attack you in the, during the year. There might be Amalekites from your family. From your place of work. From your neighborhood. Your community. But in spite of all that, God led you through the hands of those
challenges.
But as far as the journey has not ended, you still have other things to conquer. We have a promise from God that He alone knows the mind He has for us, mind to give us prosperity and peace, and not disaster. But there are Jordans. For God to say that He alone knows the plans He has for you indicates that God has a promised land for you. And to get it is not an easy thing. In our relationship with Jesus, our promised land in the hands of God is our needs that He will supply, and then also the eternal place that He's preparing for us. So in our journey with Him, we have to overcome a lot of barriers to be able to get these two promises that He has for our
lives.
We have an assurance from Scripture that God will supply all our needs according to the glorious riches in
Christ.
So when Israel struggled through all these things and got to the Jordan, crossing the Jordan before they possessed the land was another big issue. But The truth is that your Jordan has to be confronted before you can overcome your challenges. You cannot, and it is not possible for you to possess your promised land if you don't confront and conquer Jordan.
Si possible, na si ajoutant mis ni handova an laitan fa panatena na we laiten si kasana rasi acena wadu laitan na.
Just as the story of Israel.
Ta kam tatala ni Israel.
The promised land is at the other side.
Shanwe laitan fa panatena na laiten si kasana awalu hosan laitan kana.
And Israel were in the this side.
Adefa ni. Israel eti apitan Jordan eti.
The Jordan was full with water.
Ari Jordan until the tomb that can wait for round.
So will you continue to live behind the Jordan while the promised land that God has said is at the other side?
Ka yanofi tu ipeta eti abatik Jordan eti la wacha ka yeri apitan ni lai tanfa panatena na lai kenfikasan.
Because this side also has land.
Shachia titani ti epiti ti kumi stadia o mi stadia.
When you plant, it will germinate.
Ah na wacha ka mabunzava chano te tsi.
There is water for you to drink. You can build a house there. But is that the place God has asked you to go? God says, go and take the promised land. So the other side of the Jordan isn't where God promised for your life. But rather the overbank of the Jordan. So until Israel confronted Jordan and conquered it, they could not conquer their promise. So this year, that as we are preparing to enter into the next year, you have your Jordan that you have to conquer. You confront, conquer, but that is not the thing you are taking possession of. You are not taking possession of Jordan. But that is what you have to confront first. So overcoming Jordan itself is not the possession. The possession itself, the battle itself, it is on the promised land where Jericho, Ai, and those cities are there. But Jordan want to block you even before you get to the enemy. That is why we have chosen our team that crossing over Jordan to possess your promised land. So the people were not going to build their houses in Jordan. And the people were not going to swim inside the Jordan. But it was a barrier. Beloved, what is the barrier in your Christian life? It may be some kind of sinful activity. It may be another person that is always creating barriers in your life. It may be your own behavior. This year that we are preparing to enter, you must conquer that Jordan. From today onwards, conquer that Jordan. So that you will be able to take possession of your promised land. Because if you don't confront your Jordan and conquer it, you cannot possess the land. So in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 1. He said, hear, O Israel,
Israël.
You are crossing over the Jordan today. To go in into dispossess the nations greater and mightier than you. Great cities fortified to heaven. I want you to read the Malagasy version.
Andea, o fakit fetvetia ni Malagasy blish and tuk fashivia and dinia foluach. John Vakit and Nanan Tishosh. Nianu Israel, here now is all the Efai Hita and Zultana, Hita Ewan Tang, Kanjesh Filin Samyafa, is saying they best my head no Nianau.
So you see here that he said, here, O Israel, you are crossing over the Jordan today to go in to dispossess nations greater and mightier than you, great cities fortified to heaven. Here, this is a very, 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 very big statement.
And
threatening statement. Threatening. Now, God is telling Israelites that they have to cross over the Jordan. But when they cross the Jordan, they are going to dispossess nations. They are going to make the nations powerless. It means there were already people that were staying on the promised
land.
And the description that God gives to those people is that he says that those nations are mightier. They are stronger than Israel. And God uses a word that the walls that they have built around their nations, their cities, are up to heaven. That one, when I'm teaching a subject that we call homiletics. That is sermon preparation. That is where I can get time to explain that statement to you very well. Because there is no war that is up to heaven. Even when the Nimrod and his people attempted to build a wall, a tower to heaven, God brought confusion. So no one can build a wall up to heaven. But why should God himself now uses the word that the people have built walls that are up to heaven? That's why I'm saying that it will take a long time to explain this. Because that statement is used in what we call literature. In literature, we call hyperbole. And hyperbole is to make a statement that is exaggerated, make a statement more big. And there is a reason for doing that. So, God wanted them to see that the nations they were going to conquer were fully prepared. And they were prepared in such a way that their preparation was beyond any human imagination. No one could imagine the extent to which they were prepared. But they must conquer them. So you say, when you cross over the Jordan, so the Jordan must be the first step in that battle. When you cross over the Jordan, your work now is to dispossess nations. Listen to the statement very well. God didn't say here that your work is to conquer nations. But he uses the word dispossess, means that whatever that they are having, you are going to make them powerless for not owning that thing again, and then you will own it. So you will go and see them having buildings. You go and see them having animals. You go and see them having land. And then you dispossess them from owning it. They will run away from their land. They will run away and leave their animals behind. They will run away and leave their farms behind. And then you will possess it. So it is dispossessing and possessing. So from today going, and as we are entering a new year, you are going to dispossess and possess. There is something that you are going to dispossess and possess. It is not easy. It is mighty than you. It is stronger than you. They have built walls up to heaven. But with God, with the power of the Holy Spirit, you are going to dispossess and possess. But you need to conquer your Jordan. You need to cross over your Jordan. Cross over your laziness. Cross over your weaknesses. Repent of your sinful activities. Because they are becoming Jordan to you. Take away your pride. Take away your ignorance. Take away your hypocrisy. Take away your evil mind. They are becoming Jordan to you. So the moment you overcome those things, then you are now going to possess. And when you read Psalm 118 verse
17,
he said that I will that thing. Before we read, I want to let you understand something. God has a plan for you. And the plan that God has for you, you must not listen to what the enemy is saying about your life. Listen to what God is speaking to you. Because if when Moses sent the people to go and spy this land that we are talking about, the enemy entered some of the leaders. And they came with the voice of the enemy by saying that we cannot. We cannot take over the land. The reason is that the people we saw there are big. They are stronger than us. So we cannot. And whenever I read that story, I ask myself that when God says that go and possess, how, why should people say that we cannot possess? It is God who says that go and take over the land. And the people were traveling in the name of God.
They were troubling in the power of God. And they saw a lot of miracles taking place in their journey. But when they went there, what they saw, when they went to spy the land, what they saw discouraged them. Beloved, as we are preparing to enter into a new year, because this program that we have, because I'm traveling, I'm going to Ghana, so this program we are having is my last retreat with you. I want you to understand that you have to control your emotions. No matter how you have faith, if you don't control your emotion, you will always say negative things, even contrary to what you have prayed about. Contrary. Because emotions can let a person fear. When there is no reason for him to fear, it can let a person run away, run in such a way that even is more than the way his own ability can afford. He will just look at it like this and see his own shadow and say that someone is following him. And he will run. Because you think that the ghost is chasing him. But it is his own shadow. So if one of the Jordans that you have to conquer is your own emotion. The people who went to spy the land, they were fully aware that God was with them. But when they went and saw the people on the land, and they saw the city, how the city was fortified, it was put under security. They became so emotional that they forgot of God. The other time when I was teaching about emotions, I taught you something that when your body is reacting to emotion, it seizes your thinking mind. And then you become, the adrenaline will flow. So you begin to perform without thinking. You will become normal before you realize that, oh, no. So what I want to tell you is that as you are preparing to enter into a new year, don't accept what the enemy says about your life. Don't accept it. Because God is with you. So if you have a dream that you are dead, don't accept it. If you think that you are not going to win, you are not going to gain anything because of the challenges you are seeing now, don't accept it. Because the Lord is with you. You should rather listen to the voice of God for your life, not the voice of the enemy. Don't accept any negative things against your life. Even if you have seen it right in front of you, even if you have seen Jordan right in front of you, even if you have seen Jericho right in front of you, even if you have seen the AI, the people known as the AI, live in the city AI, don't accept it. There is only one thing that you know.
That is the power of God. Not the walls of Jericho. So as for the walls of Jericho, you didn't see them. What you have seen is the power of God. What you have seen is the commander in chief of the Lord's army. That is what you see. Not the Jericho. Not Jordan. When it comes to Jordan, God will give you a solution. So you must go. And when you read Psalm 118:17, the Bible says, and for that matter, the psalmist says, I will not die but live. I will not die. Timothy.
18.
And tell what the Lord has done. I will not die. I will live. And give testimony to the Lord. So, beloved, Jordan cannot kill you.
So
Jericho will not kill you. As long as you depend on God. So you must rise and go. You see, when you read the English, when you come to the English language, God has three ways. God has three alphabets.
God.
If you remove the D from it, then you get go.
The go is no.
And go means go.
Go, Dika, Madan.
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 So when you are with God,
you
must be always ready to go. You must move. Because three quarters of God's name in English means go. So God moves with those who go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So this year we are going. We are going. When there is Jordan, we will go. When some other people go and come and tell us that we cannot, we are all going to die. We say we will not die, we will live and testify to God. When the family wants to discourage me, I will say no, I will leave. So we must go. Even when we cross the Jordan, there are cities mightier and stronger. And the Bible says their walls are up to heaven. But because we have God in us, we just take the D from it and then we get go. So we are going. Hallelujah.
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 Because our God is a moving God. It's not a sitting God. Some people have some gods. And the gods are in the form of stones. So you cannot move it. The gods are in the form of mountains. Every time at that place, the gods are rivers. Sometimes even when God doesn't rain, then the river is dry. So then they are concerned that the river is dry. Our God is dry. We worship the Lord who doesn't dry. He doesn't dry. And he is everywhere. His name is omniscient. And he is all powerful. His name is omnipotent. So this year, You must conquer your Jordan. It's not an easy thing to conquer your Jordan. But God will give you the grace. God will give you the power. He has done it before. And he will do it again. And he will continue to do it. And he will continue to do it. And he will continue to do it. Because he's a progressive God. He's a God who goes. He doesn't go and leave his people. So we, all of us here, we are going to conquer our Jordan and take possession of the promises. We are going to dispossess the enemy. Whatever that is holding of us, we are going to dispossess it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Today, in the name of Jesus. To dispossess him. Take his hand. Dispossess. Take his hand from me. And then he will run away. And then we will gather our things. And take them. Dispossessing. But unless you conquer your Jordan, what is your Jordan? Is it your own behavior? Is it the kind of sin you are living in? Is it another person becoming a barrier to you? You must conquer your Jordan. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now we want to go into the meaning of the Jordan to the Israelites again. We want to read
Deuteronomy 11:31.
Amen.
Amen.
The reason why Jordan is very important, conquering your Jordan is very important in our message, is that you see that when Israel got to a certain point, God was no longer talking about the promised land, but rather Jordan. Jordan, when you cross your Jordan, when you cross the Jordan, when you cross the Jordan, God knew the significance of crossing Jordan. Because to enter the promised land, you need to cross Jordan before. There are many Bible quotations that talk about crossing the Jordan, when you cross the Jordan, when you cross the Jordan. And one of them is where we have read, that's Deuteronomy 11:31. That's why God says, for you are about to cross the Jordan to go in to possess the land that the Lord your God is giving you. And you shall possess it and live in it. Now you see the similarity between Deuteronomy 11:31 and then Psalm 118:17 that we
read.
There in the Psalm 118, he said that I will not die, I will live. And declare the name of the Lord. What the Lord has done. But when you look at the Deuteronomy where we have read, he said that you are going to possess the land your God will give you, and you shall possess it and live in it. When God gives you his possession, he gives you life to enjoy it. When God gives you his gift, he gives you grace to possess it. Because the time that God was telling these people that they were going to possess the land and live in it was a crucial moment, because they were enemies. I pray that the Lord will give us grace to live next year in peace. So not only getting something, but also getting the grace to enjoy it. I know someone who used evil means to build a house, and he could not live in the house. The moment he goes to sleep in the house, then there were something, something chasing him. There was something chasing him. So he had a big building, but he was renting a house. But if God gives you a possession, you will live in it in peace. And that is what the Bible is telling us. Because Israel was not going to conquer some people just for nothing. It was based on the will and the promises of God that they should go and conquer that land. So the enemies will be around to fight them, but because they were acting in the will of God, God will protect them. Every one of us seated here should depend on God and let God bless you, but you cannot bless yourself. When you force yourself into a certain situation, you may not get the peace that you need. But if it is the will of God, enemies will rise. You will still win. And that is what God is telling you, that you prepare yourself for it this year. When you read Deuteronomy chapter 12 verse 10, Deuteronomy 12:10, he said another thing about the crossing of the Jordan again. He said, when you cross the Jordan and live in the land that the Lord your God is giving to you to inherit, and he gives you rest from all your enemies around you, so that you will live in security. When you continue with the reading, God is talking about the people should not forget of him. So as we are preparing to enter into a new year, this year is ending and we are preparing to enter into a new year, bear in mind that it is God's grace that has sustained you thus far. So never forget of God in everything you do. Sacrifice to his glory. Sometimes when Christmas is drawing closer, people get themselves involved in various kinds of preparations and forget of preparing towards the work of God. You must know that you have to conquer your Jordan before you go to heaven. There are many things that block our salvation or interfere with our salvation. And they become our Jordan. You conquered it before you move on. So what we are saying is that this grace of God is always available for us to understand that this is what God has for our lives. This is where God wants us to go. The grace guides us, it gives us wisdom, it gives us knowledge. So don't be disobedient towards God. Because this Jordan that we are talking about, for the people to cross, we will talk about that later. But for the people to cross, it was based on the instructions of God to the priest. God had to speak through Joshua to the priest. A number of the Levites were going to perform miracles upon the water. There were 12 people that were to carry the Ark of the Covenant. And they were instructed to step in the water. And when they get into the middle of the water, they should stand there. And the water was divided. And the people were passing. And all of them, according to scripture, when all of them pass before they will go. So you imagine that if there was one of the dead in the congregation who said that I will not go, you will not follow the instruction, it means you could not cross the Jordan. Or if they were to say that, Joshua, what you are saying is not right. Because when Moses crossed the Red Sea, he used the staff, but not the ark. So, no, we cannot. And they argued with Joshua. They couldn't have. So, crossing Jordan symbolizes the new chapter for Israel. When they crossed the first water, Moses was around. And it was Moses who led them to cross. And it was, he used a staff. But when they were going to cross Jordan, Moses was not there. Joshua was to lead them. And God was to use another method. So as we are preparing to enter a new year, God is going to use us in a new team. So you need to move away from what you already know and obey the voice of God to use you in a new perspective. And Jordan also represents obedience, because they were going to cross water, they were going to cross river in a way that they have never heard before. So if you don't obey, you could not cross. You will not even listen to the leader. But God was going to do new things. So beloved, I want to let you understand that in every moment, God does a new thing. He is not limited to methods. Human methods. He has many strategies. He has many ways. Your ways are not the ways of God. And God, being the creator, cannot come and follow the ways of you, the creation. So all of us have to hear and obey the voice of God. And then understand that God is going to do new things. He's going to do things that we have never heard before. There will be challenges. But let's start to look up to God. He knows the best for our lives. So this year that we are preparing to enter will not be an easy year. It will be one of the difficult years in our lives. But God is alive. God is going with us. What we have to do is to obey. If we obey him and ready to carry out things that we have never done before, we will be able to cross our Jordan and take possession of the promise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I want us to pray. We are going to rise and pray that God should forgive us whatever sin we have committed against
him.
And then he should prepare us to cross our Jordan. Now the prayer is about crossing the Jordan. At another time we will pray about the taking the possession of the promise. Because we will hear teachings about that one. But now we are going to conquer our Jordan. What is your Jordan? What is always drawing your Christian life back? What is the barrier in your Christian life? We want to tell God to forgive us our sins. If that is the barrier, so that God will help us to overcome.